All right, folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, your daily dose of real talk about making your mental well-being a priority. Today we're diving into something that might seem obvious, but trust me, there's more to it than just hitting the gym and calling it a day. We're talking about mindful movement, exercise done with intention, where you're truly present in your body and how it feels. Ever felt like you're going through the motions of your workout? You're on the treadmill, staring at that same motivational poster for the 100th time, or maybe you're mindlessly scrolling through your phone while you lift weights. It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing, when we detach from our bodies and our breath during exercise, we miss out on a whole other level of benefit. Mindful movement is about shifting gears, folks. It's about tuning into your body, noticing how it feels with each step, each inhale, each rep. Think of it as bringing your full awareness to the experience. This isn't just some hippy-dippy trend. There's science behind this stuff. Studies show that mindful movement can reduce stress, improve focus, and even boost your mood. It's like a double whammy. You get a killer workout and a mental refresh. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Here are 5 key takeaways to turn your workouts into mindful moments. 1. Start with your breath. Before you even begin your chosen activity, take a few deep breaths. Notice the air entering and leaving your body, feeling the rise and fall of your chest. This simple act anchors you in the present moment and sets the tone for a more intentional workout. 2. Engage your senses. Instead of zoning out, pay attention to what you're experiencing. What does the ground feel like beneath your feet? Can you hear the rhythm of your breath? Maybe you notice the smell of fresh air or the sound of birds chirping. Bringing in these sensory details makes your workout more immersive and enjoyable. 3. Be present with each movement. Forget about counting reps or comparing yourself to others. Focus on the sensations within your body, the stretching, the tightening, the release. Are your muscles engaged? How does it feel to move through this particular exercise? This helps you build a deeper connection with your physical self. 4. Let go of judgment. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to practice mindful movement. It's about what feels good for you in that moment. Don't beat yourself up if your mind wanders. Just gently guide it back to your body and breath. 5. Find activities you genuinely enjoy. Exercise shouldn't feel like a chore. Explore different types of movement until you find something that lights you up, whether it's yoga, dancing, hiking, swimming, or even simply taking a brisk walk in nature. When you enjoy what you're doing, mindful movement becomes a natural and rewarding part of your life. Think about the last time you went for a run. Were you focused on reaching your target pace, or did you notice the wind on your face, the warmth of the sun, the feeling of your feet hitting the pavement? Did you catch yourself getting lost in thought, or were you fully present with each stride? Mindful movement isn't about being perfect, it's about bringing intention and awareness to every move. Imagine this. You're at the gym, but instead of mindlessly pounding the treadmill, you're noticing how your body feels with each step. You're breathing deeply, feeling the rhythm of your muscles working. You're not distracted by your phone or your thoughts. You're fully present in your workout. This isn't just a physical experience. It's a mental and emotional one, too. The key takeaway here is that mindful movement isn't about achieving some elusive state of perfection. It's about being kind to yourself, honoring your body, and showing up for each moment with intention. You don't need fancy equipment or a dedicated yoga studio, just your willingness to be present in your body and your breath. So, what are you waiting for? Start small. Take a few mindful breaths before your next workout. Pay attention to the sensations in your body during each movement, and remember, every little bit counts. By incorporating mindfulness into your exercise routine, You're not just getting fitter, you're cultivating a deeper connection with yourself and nurturing both your mind and body. Keep it real, keep it mindful, and I'll catch you in the next episode of The Dopamine Declutter.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.